Blog Talk
I don't know what
Radio.
Happened to them. I don't know what happened to the music, but in any case, you're welcome to Fraternizing with Fran, where interesting people come to chat. I am your host, Talk Radio Advocate Fran Silverman at talkradioadvocate.com. The number to call in if you wish to speak to the guest is 646-200-4639. And I hope you will call in because we have a fascinating guest on today. Her name is Kat Simpson. She's a coach, a radio host, and an e-commerce entrepreneur. She sells on eBay at catsboutique.com and on Amazon at Kat's Closet. That's K-A-T and K-L-O-S-E-T. She says that when people go to her website at thatkat.com, they ask, what do you do? And she says she's still trying to figure it out. Well, Kat, we're going to try to figure it out here, okay?
Awesome. I could use some help.
Okay. Now, it says on your website that when your husband became disabled, you had to focus on your business to support the family. So when did he become disabled, and what business were you in at the time?
Well, I've always been a stay-at-home mom, and I've had little jobs along the way. I've always sold a little bit on eBay. It's kind of like your mother or your grandmother might have called it her milk money, her egg money. eBay was my extra money for the household. And then Jeff has been in the military for a long time, in the Air Force, and jumping out of airplanes evidently is not good for you and your back. So he had a lot of issues, had several surgeries on his back, and became fully disabled in about 2009, I think it was, when he finally that finally happened. So I took my little part-time selling a few things here and there on eBay business, and I said, I need to get serious about this. So we started doing more selling, started doing more intentional sourcing and learning more about eBay, and then Amazon came along.
Oh, because it says you're an e-commerce expert since 1997.
Yes.
So in other words, you've been doing this since 1997. It was just that in 2000 you stepped it up.
Exactly. 97 is when I first discovered eBay. It was during the Beanie Baby phase, and I was buying and selling Beanie Babies. But it was one of those things that was like a part-time. I would pick it up and do it for a while the kids were in school, and then drop it and not do anything for a few months. So just a part-time endeavor for a long time.
Okay, so when you sell at Kat's Boutique, you're selling women's clothing, shoes, and skincare products. Your stores are on eBay and Amazon. So where do you get the merchandise to sell?
Well, I used to say that I would sell anything that I could make a buck on, but I did finally niche my store and find a niche of women's products for my eBay store. My Amazon is still kind of all over the map. So I have a couple of wholesale accounts that I use to sell products on eBay that are products that were invented by women. I have a skincare line, as you said. I have a set of a shoes line that is exchangeable shoes. You know, you can change the tops. All the products were invented by women. And then on Amazon, I just sell a little bit of everything. So I used to do a lot of retail sourcing. Retail arbitrage is the new term, buying things in stores on clearance and selling them on Amazon. I relocated to Arkansas to be closer to the grandkids a few years ago and lost a lot of my retail haunts. So I ended up doing a lot of sourcing at auctions. Here in Arkansas, the rural auctions are real big. So now most of my sourcing comes from auctions, from liquidators and wholesalers I've made contact with. And when I have some spare time, some fun time, I like to go shopping or to the thrift stores and find a treasure or two.
Oh, so you shop and then you sell it? Is that it?
Mm-hmm. It's, the fancy word is arbitrage. It's the same thing our moms taught us, how to buy low and sell high. And I did mostly that for several years. And then, like I said, when I relocated to a more rural area, there weren't as many stores. So that's when I got more into the liquidation and auctions and that kind of thing. So I would say about 50-50 of the things I sell now are new versus things that I found at thrift stores and yard sales and estate sales and auctions. It's about 50-50 split right now.
Oh, so you can make a living doing this?
Oh, absolutely. There are a lot of us doing it. Amazon estimates almost a million FBA sellers on Amazon right now, and we sold the third-party merchants on Amazon sold 2 billion products over the holiday season. That's a lot of products.
What does FBA stand for?
FBA stands for Fulfillment by Amazon. Amazon, it's an Amazon program that they've started, I think it's been about 5 years now, 4 or 5 years, where they will actually do all the fulfillment for you. A lot of big retailers have what they call fulfillment centers, where the products are actually stored in like a warehouse and they have a staff that pulls them and sends them off to the customer. Amazon did such a good job at organizing their warehouses, they decided to offer that service to their sellers. So you can sell on Amazon and ship the items to your customers yourself, just like, you know, normal sellers on eBay do. Or you can send in all of your inventory into an Amazon fulfillment center, and you can pay them a fee for them to do the pull, pack, and ship. Basically, you're hiring out your customer service and your shipping departments to Amazon.
Oh. So in other words, which is the better way to do it in terms of getting the most out of your, you know, money?
Absolutely, FBA all the way. When you talk to someone who sells physical products at home and they're trying to expand, one of the limitations you run into, number one, is your time, because there's only 24 hours in a day. You can only pack so many items per day. And the next thing they run into is space, because the average, you know, American has just a certain amount of space to use their business and store their items. So those are limitations for individual sellers trying to grow their businesses. Using the FBA Fulfillment by Amazon service removes both of those limitations, because now you've got a full
team. So what do? They do the shipping and the packing and the sending?
Right. So instead of me going out to a thrift store and buying 50 items and coming home and listing them and storing them on my shelves, and then pulling them off one at a time as they sell and sending them off to the customer, I bring those 50 items home from the thrift store or estate sale, and I list them all on Amazon, and I pack them up ready for the customer, and I send all 50 of them in one big box to an Amazon warehouse. Then Amazon opens that box and takes them out and scans them and puts each item on the Amazon shelves. Then when somebody orders that item off of Amazon, the Amazon team goes and grabs that item, puts it in a box, and ships it off to my customer for me.
I see. Do you have many returns?
Actually, you do have about a 3-5% return rate. Amazon has been the customer service reputation online for many years, and one of the reasons so many people buy from Amazon is their easy returns. So you will have about a 3-5% return rate, maybe a little higher at the holidays.
Yeah, we were talking about this before you came on the air, that I didn't know that individuals sold on Amazon, and you said that's quite common. That people don't realize that.
That's what I tell people. I said, you know, 90% of the people that buy from me on Amazon probably have no idea they're buying from me. In their mind, they place the order on Amazon, the box ships from Amazon. If they need a return, they return it to Amazon. They never even realize I'm part of the picture.
So, I mean, how do you know what people are going to want? Is that from just doing this for a while? I mean,
well, obviously that's part of it, and everybody has their specialty. You know, there are certain things that you sell once and you make a lot of money and you think, oh my goodness, my eyes are open, I'm going to find that every time I go into a store, I'm going to look for that item. There are also a lot of tools, they call them scanners now. You can use your cell phone, you can download an app on your cell phone, and you can scan the UPC code of almost any product you find in the thrift store or at Walmart or wherever you're out shopping, and that app on your phone will go to Amazon and say, oh, don't buy it here. You can buy it at Amazon for this amount. And Amazon created that app to try to get people to buy more things on Amazon. But the interesting thing about that app is now that the sellers are using that app, because they realize they're standing at Walmart looking at a toy, for instance, that's on clearance after Christmas, and it's a $40 toy, and Amazon's got it marked down to $20 for clearance. And they look it up on Amazon, and they see that on Amazon it's selling for $50. So right there, you know, I can buy this item here for $20, and I know Amazon will sell it for me for $50. So there's really a lot of help aids available, including applications for your phone.
Oh, so you came into the business at the right time.
Absolutely, absolutely.
When there are smartphones around, and there's an Amazon around, and okay.
Well,
now
our mothers and grandmothers have been doing this for years, buying low and selling high. We're just adapting it to the new age.
Now, you do private coaching to help people find the products and services that they will make their businesses go, you know, increase.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, do people actually come to you for help with this?
Oh, yeah, I do a lot of helping with folks. I have a Facebook group that I help, you know, just for free, and then we do some private coaching if they're interested in that. My website is thatcat.com, and cat is spelled with a K. A lot of people, like you, they don't realize what a market there is on Amazon, and then other people get into Amazon, and they're frustrated because, you know, it is a big business, and there are Amazon is very strict with their rules. And you need to, you know, I live my life kind of with the forgiveness, not permission, you know, go ahead and do it. And if it's wrong, ask for forgiveness afterwards. But you really can't do that with an Amazon business. You have to know all the rules ahead of time. It's like a policeman pulling you over and you say, I didn't see the speed limit. And they say, too bad, here's your ticket. With Amazon, if they catch you doing something against their rules and they tell you and say, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't know. They're not going to say, oh, okay, well, don't do it again. They're going to say, well, that's too bad. You should have known, and you can't sell here anymore. So it's really kind of a strict environment, so you really need someone to walk you through and get you started.
Aha. Now, your talk show, you have a show called That Cat Radio Show,
mm-hmm.
which isn't about e-commerce, is it?
Actually, it is. We do a variety of different approaches. We talk about eBay. We talk about Amazon. We talk about starting your own website. And I love to bring on new authors for their new books or new companies that are moving into the space to see if they have something that can help my audience. Most of my audience
now, you
are...
recently moved from WS from Talk Show to WS
mm-hmm.
Radio.
Yes.
Why did you do that?
Well, I had an opportunity there. I love Talk Shoe because it's really like talk radio. It's very live and interactive in their chat. But I had a friend who had a show over on WS Radio that she was going to retire from. And so we kind of merged her audience and my audience together. And the WS Radio platform is more stable. We don't seem to have the technical glitches that were constantly giving us trouble with Talk Shoe. And it just seems more professional, more stable. So we moved over there.
Uh-huh. But it didn't cost you anything at TalkShoe, right?
Right. TalkShoe's free, and that's what we used to joke. For many years, I've been on TalkShoe on several different shows. I've been a co-host and a host of many different ones, and we were always emailing the people at TalkShoe and saying, look, we'll pay. Just fix it. Make it work.
I couldn't figure out TalkShoe. I tell you the truth, it was no matter how many lessons I took, I couldn't figure out it.
Well, I love what they have there with the live chat and everything, but it's just there were so many technical glitches with guests trying to call in, not being able to call in. You know, sometimes I wouldn't be able to get on a call that, you know, it's my own show and it won't let me on.
isn't it expensive to have a show on WS Radio?
It depends. I mean, you can have a special deal with WS Radio, and you talk, you know, to your sponsors and your sponsors for that. But yeah, it's not free and it's not cheap. But it is a professional platform, and I just call in, and all of the producing stuff is taken care of. It's very nice.
Uh huh. Now I read that you did a lot of different shows, and you're doing one now called FBA.
No, that was one of the old ones. We did one. We started a show, Chris Green, Bob Willey, Lisa Satora, and myself. All four of us did a show called FBA Radio. And then FBA, or Amazon, got a little protective of that FBA and didn't like people using that. So that show didn't keep going. It's now Scan Power Radio. I think Chris Green is doing it on Spreecast. He's doing a video cast from that show. So Chris is doing that. I don't think Bob and Lisa are doing podcasting right now, and I'm doing That Cat Radio again.
Okay. You're busy. You're a very busy lady.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So let's see what else. I was asking you about books. Do you sell books?
Yeah, I started out on Amazon selling physical books. That was where how I got started, actually. How I grew my Amazon business was going to thrift stores and bookstores and buying physical books and selling them. I have written two books that are available in physical book form or e-books. So I'm a little familiar with the Kindle platform and how to publish there. I love that. I hope to write some more books soon, and since I get some time, you know how that goes.
Well, are you talking about your own books or other authors' books?
No, my own books. Now, I sold the physical books I sold, I just bought at the thrift store. I bought whatever books would sell. The e-books that I sell are my own co-authored books.
Oh, I see. Because because I have ebooks and I, you know, rely on Smashwords and my own newsletter to sell them, and they sell very slowly. And I was wondering if you could give me a tip.
Oh, absolutely.
And anybody
you
out
should...
there who has books and ebooks,
yes,
about where they should be selling them.
Or you should definitely be selling them on Amazon. Last year, for the first time in 2014, Amazon sold more ebooks than physical books. It was a real big news
item.
Well,
you know, Amazon did send me a check. But the thing is that I found that many years ago, I put my ebooks on Lightning Source, and the ebooks were much smaller then. And those are the ones that were on Amazon. You know, I have to keep updating them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not updated.
No.
So
no, once you, yeah, you have to do a new edition or a new version for each update that you want to do if you use the Amazon. Amazon system is called CreateSpace, createspace.com, and it walks you through their template. You basically write your book in a Word format, and then you upload it to CreateSpace. You can create a cover for it. It has to be formatted correctly. And then you can sell it on Amazon. And people can either buy the Kindle version ebook or they can pay to have a hard copy of the book made and mailed. It's print on demand almost.
You mean Amazon will print it?
Yes. Yeah. Their company that they own or use is called CreateSpace. And that going through CreateSpace creates an ISBN number and a listing on Amazon for the book. And then once that listing is created, a customer can go in and they can either order a hard copy or they can buy the Kindle edition.
Okay, but what about the fact that if it's already on Amazon? Like, for example, say my business ebook is currently on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about that. I'd have to look and see CreateSpace how they would do that. I know that Amazon very much wants a Kindle version. So I suspect that there is definitely a process, but I would go to createspace.com and check that out.
Yeah. Okay. I will do that.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
you
the copies
people.
Are sold very, very frequently.
Can you give us examples of how you help people? You know, somebody comes to you and says, "Oh, I need you to help me with my marketing and my." You know, getting my stuff on the web and so forth. Can you give us an example of somebody that came to you and how you helped them?
Sure. Most of what I do is a connector. People, I know pretty much what's out there in the space, who has the best product for feedback, who's the best Amazon company, what's the best scanner to use. So most of the coaching that I do is somebody coming to me with, I want to get started, here's what my resources are, here's where I want to go, what's my best path? And I can help them chart that out and say, okay, if you have these resources, this is what we want to start doing, here's where we want to go, and here's the steps to get there. And I can also help them connect with the people they need to know. There's a lot of free information out there. There's about a Spreecast probably every hour of the day. There's probably 12 podcasts every hour. It's difficult to know who's going to give you the best information. So I can help you find your maze through that and say, okay, these are the people that you really need to listen to if you're doing your business this way. So I help them decide, first of all, you've got to decide what you want, what success means to you. And then we try to chart a path to get there and find the people and the connections and the company that are going to help you get there.
And what does something like this cost?
It depends. I mean, usually a lot of talking that we do on the radio show and the Facebook page is free, but my hourly rate for consulting is $150. I don't do a lot of it. I probably have about 3 hours a week that I allow for that. And then I also do we'll do a package. You talk to me about what you want, and we'll talk to you about what you need, and then we can come together on a cost and a plan.
Okay. So have you figured out what you do yet?
I like to consider myself a connector, but I'm still trying to figure out exactly how to monetize that. Because I'll tell you what, Fran, my absolute favorite job that I had was when I was a church secretary. I just loved that job. I felt like the church mom, and I connected all the people that had this and needed that together. And that's what really makes my heart sing, is when I can connect somebody with something they need and connect them with somebody that has that thing. I love that. So I tend to do a lot of that connecting just out there for fun. And then I'm like, you know, I got to find a way to pay my bills. So I'm still figuring out how to make that into a business.
Well, you said you're doing very well. I thought you said you were doing...
Oh, I am. The product sales on Amazon, I did almost $250,000 last year in sales.
Wow.
The product sales are fine. It's the other part of the business that I'm still trying to figure out how to make it pay.
When are you going on Shark Tank?
Oh, no. That's actually funny. One of the ladies, the products that I sell, the shoes, she actually went on Shark Tank. So that's a good question.
maybe they'll be impressed and they'll.
I should go on there and say, okay, I can do all these things. Tell me which one to pick. There we go.
Yeah, they'll tell you that you're too spread out.
That's exactly what they'll tell me. Damon will say, I can't help you. I'm out. Sorry, I can't help you. I'm out.
So, tell me more about your show. About your radio show.
Oh, I'd love to. The easiest way to find it is thatcatradio.com. Last week we had on Tim Chapman, whose eBay user ID is Mr. Customer Service, and we talked the whole show about what he calls his home runs. Have you ever heard that term, home run?
No.
Okay, well, a home run is when you buy something for just a little bit of dollars and you think it's not worth very much and it goes crazy. So he calls them home runs, and we talk about all the things he bought in the last month. We have him on once a month that he didn't expect to sell for so much and that sold. He sold some kind of an electronic scope that he bought for $50 for $2,800. Let's see, he bought a mountain bike wheel that went for $50, some camera lenses. So we just talked all about his fun things. And then next week we're having the gentleman on from TaxJar to talk about e-commerce people and their sales tax. And then we have the next week we're doing a show on e-book authoring. We're having Jason Miles on from self-publishing to teach people how to do their e-books. And we're going to interview a couple of authors to see, you know, how they got their book going and what they did. So it's kind of an all-over-the-board e-commerce show. We try to focus a lot on eBay.
Yes, aren't you having one of my authors on, Marnie?
I think we did. We had Marnie scheduled, and she was one of the people that had the wrong day on her calendar, and we missed her. I don't know. She just had the wrong day or the wrong time. So we are in the process of rescheduling Marnie. I think she's coming on the 27th and maybe also in February.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah. I think we're going to have her on the 27th to talk about her book, and then there's a show in February I wanted her expertise on.
Yeah, she's the author of 12 books.
Yes,
and
yes, she's a pretty
I don't know. They
lady.
Must be very small books.
I don't know. She's pretty prolific.
But she is a she's somebody that's on constantly on the air.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I was excited to get her for the show.
So, what else can we discuss?
Well, let's see. Go ahead.
I want to tell people that they should go to catsboutique.com. That's the eBay account.
Mm-hmm.
That's catsboutique.com. And on Amazon, it's Cat's Closet.
Mm-hmm. And the only way to find that is to go to Amazon and just search by seller. That's what we talked about. Sometimes people don't even realize there's all those sellers out there. It's kind of hard to find us. Amazon hides us pretty well.
So what do they have to put down? Cat Simpson?
No, if you just go into Amazon and try to search for Cat's Closet, I think you can find me.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, when you look at Amazon...
you have a page, in other words,
on
Amazon.
They actually do give you a page. It's just not very well publicized. Usually people go into Amazon just to look for a specific product, and all they pull up is that product page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's that buy box staring at you, and all you got to do is push that one button and buy the product. Amazon's very good at that.
All right. We're running out of time, Kat, but I want to thank you so much for being my guest. You just gave me so many ideas.
Well, call me later, and we'll talk about your books. There's got to be a way to get those e-books done.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right.
Thank you so much, Kat.
Thank you for the opportunity. Have a great day.
You too. Take good care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.